Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. Now, this show was formerly known as Herman's Radio and Record Room, and we feature music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 7-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch records, and along the way, we'll dip into easy-listening country, gospel, jazz, folk, pop music, and more. So welcome. The Mid-Century Annex is open for browsing. This week we're listening to some 78s from the year 1940. So you're invited to listen along with us.
Why do you whisper green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't need to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she'll run and tell it to the birds and bees, and everyone'll know, because you done told the blabbering trees. Yes, you did. You told them once before. So that's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to
May. It's in your arms, heaven opened its doors. Then, like a fool, I sailed away. For our love will bring us together. When it is June, June on the Isle of May.
Just music to my ears. Connie Boswell with On the Isle of May. And before that, we heard from the Ink Spots, a 78 released on Decca Records, and that was actually the flip side of their hit song, Maybe. That was The Whispering Grass, Don't Tell the Trees. Well, you can tell anyone you'd like that there's a show called the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, and it's curated by this weird old eccentric guy, DJ Frederick. I'd really appreciate you tuning in and letting me know what you think. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Back home. It means a lot. Writing back also means a lot. Write home. They'd like to hear from you, too. And when you write, be sure and use that zip code and include your full return address. Letters mean a lot to all of us.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Scientists learn a lot about the oceans by measuring a pinch of this and a smidge of that. These tiny amounts can help trace ocean currents, determine the abundance of microscopic life, measure pollution, plot past changes in the climate, and find out how the current climate is changing. Scientists are learning all of that and more from GeoTracers, an international program that samples the water from all the oceans. Since the start of the program in 2010, scientists from about 35 countries have logged tens of thousands of miles in research cruises. They send down sets of bottles that sample the water at different depths. The bottles have to be handled carefully to make sure there's no contamination from the ship or crew. That's because the project is tracing tiny amounts of many elements, concentrations of a few parts per million, or even billion. And each of those elements is important. Iron, for example, is a key nutrient for microscopic organisms. Scientists can measure different forms of iron to tell where the water came from, which helps find regions of the oceans that are the most productive. Beryllium helps trace the origins of other nutrients that are blown around the globe with dust. And different concentrations of a rare element known as neodymium can trace water in the Arctic to its origin in Siberian rivers. So following these and dozens of other elements is helping scientists piece together important stories about the oceans, one pinch at a time. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
Glenn Miller, and yes, that is a telephone number, Pennsylvania 65000. Before that, the Duke himself, Mr. Duke Ellington, with In a Mellow Tone. Well, we're playing music in a mellow tone, and you've got a DJ with a mellow tone. Here at the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, we're mining musical gems from the 1930s to the early 1970s. Music from mid-century America and beyond.
Happy to serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long.
Just hear him pecking, pecking all day long. He's peck, peck, pecking, pecking good and strong. He is happy, kind of sappy, as he pecks on a tree, pecking out a simple melody, busy as a buzz bee, making good, chopping wood, working hard as anybody could, happy all the day. He's very happy, happy all the day. To serenade your little lady, lady in blue, just find a tree that's very shady. And when you hear that tick-a-tick, tick-tick-a-tick, tick-tick-tick-tick, singing right along, come on and try his rhythm, tick-tick, come on and try his rhythm, and let your heart beat with him, quick, quick. Just listen to that tick-a-tick, 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 happy little woodpecker song.
Then Schoen and his orchestra, of course, with the very recognizable Andrew Sisters and the Woodpecker Song. And before that, yes, Mr. Frank Sinatra himself with the Tommy Dorsey Band, Trade Winds. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, and today we're exploring music from the year 1940.
Thank you.
Will Bradley with Celery Stalks at Midnight. Okay, well, this is DJ Frederick. We're working our way through the music of mid-century America. Thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings. We'll be back in the time machine next week, so please tune in. Turn on. Yeah. It's time to open the bargain basement at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Oh,
We're digging deep, deep into the shelves of the bargain basement here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and that's a band called the Bedford Incident 45, released on Cap Records and produced by Cashman, Pastilli, and West. It ain't me, babe. And it may be this ain't the show you're looking for. Right. Well, anybody who listens to the Radio Thrift Shop, or anyone who's listened for any length of time, probably knows that I love steel drum music. And today, on the Bargain Basement Show, we're going to hear four songs from the Die Hard's Steel Band, released on Wirl Records, W-I-R-L Records, in Kingston, Jamaica. Get ready. We're gonna crank up the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Frederick are clearing out some of the archives here at the Radio Thrift Shop for the Bargain Basement Sale. Music that you will not hear on any radio show anywhere, except this one.
I'm gonna find me a job tomorrow morning. I've got a little something I wanna do. I'm gonna buy something I can ride in. I'll take my girl eating at the drive-in. Our love's gonna be written down in a history, just like a Romeo and Juliet. Till I get myself straight, I'm gonna put Romeo's fate right smack dab on the table. Oh, right now I'm speculating. Wonder what tomorrow's gonna really bring. If I don't work tomorrow, it's gonna be heartaches and sorrow. Our love's gonna be just told like a tragedy, just like a Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet, just like Romeo and Juliet.
some music that hasn't seen the light of day for several decades at least. That was Margaret McKee with the Sunflower Dance. And before that, the Fake 60s, Romeo and Juliet. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement.
Sunday morning, up at the lock. I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her, I knew that she'd say, when
Grant's Blue Boys with If I Were a Carpenter, and before that, the Royal Tones and A Beautiful Sunday. And that's all a wonderful, wonderful here on the Bargain Basement Show. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. Or even tuning in and covering your ears.
She's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Oh, but I watch her so sadly.
Watch her so sadly.
How can I tell her I love her?
How can he tell her?
Yes. I would give my heart gladly,
so gladly.
But each day when she walks by the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me.
Tall and tan and young.